So I quit my job. That's not clickbait. It's true. And for people that don't know who I am or what this is or what's going on, this is going to be a really interesting experience, but I'm just going to start talking. So I started this podcast out of passion about maybe 6 months ago. I've been working on it for a very, very long time, basically years. And after an extremely long time and breaking through a lot of boundaries and barriers, I finally decided to start it. I've rebranded it several times. I finally got it to this point. I've been working at a job that has been so unbelievably frustrating and difficult, and it was in a completely different field entirely at an entry level. It was an entry level position at a completely different job than what I really wanted to be doing. And I took it because I needed it at the time. And I never expected this job to, I'll say this, it was an IT, and it was a very simple entry-level IT job where I was just helping people do really basic tasks, you know, like, you know, fixing their computers and stuff like that. The problem is it isn't remotely what I went to school for, and it's not who I am. And I had been working at this job for around a year, and I never expected in my wildest dreams for me to hit the lowest low that I've ever hit in my life, or at least in a very, very long time. Around 3 weeks ago, I was saying things that weren't me, and I had become a person that wasn't me. I'm a creative person, a creative thinker, and a very abstract, deep individual, and I was not... this was not an environment that was conducive to any of that, as you can imagine. And I really struggled a lot, and I became a person that was unrecognizable to myself. And, you know, I have a couple of episodes on this podcast that are really well written and well documented and stuff. And I hit a point during all those podcast episodes. You know, I was really trying to be regular with it and do a good job and all that different stuff. But long story short, I had lost myself completely. And I'll get into that in other episodes at other times when I have more time. I bought a timer so that I don't waste my time or your time doing these episodes. I'm staring at it right now and it's counting down. I had been doing this job for around a year, and it was just frustrating. When I got hired, I thought I was going to be doing something very different that was much more of a leadership position, that was much more a growth position, that would, and growth positions, you know, if you ever hear that, you know, it's usually a danger word. But I, when I was applying this position, I knew the people there. And so I was sort of led on to believe that I was going to be in a higher role, and that didn't happen. And at no point was that corrected. And as you know, I was working there for a couple of months, and I couldn't afford to live. And that's not my employer's fault. It's not. It's just the market conditions. That's how things work. And that's just how our dynamic works as a, my wife and I. She's finishing school. She's full time, and she's almost done. And wanted to do something about it. And I wanted to have conversations because, you know, with the people that I work with, because I couldn't afford to live. And I wanted to say, hey, okay, essentially, if I can't afford to live, that's fine. But if that's the case, then what am I doing here? And I mean this in a good way. Like, what is going to come of this? What are we going to do about this, right? How can we make this worth it for me if I can't afford to live while I'm here, right? How are we going to work together to fix this so that even if I'm not paid enough to live, because I can accept that, how is this going to be beneficial to me? How is this going to be valuable to me and to the organization? And what I was told is that the people that were responsible for facilitating that were too busy, and I wasn't worth their time. And that hurt because, like I said, I knew this organization, I knew these people, and I decided, okay, well, I'll stick around to see if things get better, because I was kind of taught to just stick it out, and I believed in that, and I did. And I never expected, over the course of probably about maybe another 6 to 8 months, I never expected to just be slowly and slowly whittled away. And it wasn't because the people weren't nice. It was because I wasn't, I'm sure everyone out there in listening has been in an environment before that is the least facilitative, if that's a word, for their success. And so they know that even if they're insecure about it, maybe I'm insecure about it, we know what our best version of ourselves is. And we know when we're in environments that are not going to maximize that or capitalize on that. And in fact, they're going to push us further down. I was in one of those environments. And I decided I realized that there wasn't a reason to really try, because every attempt I made to try to do something big or to do a good job or anything like that, I was basically told, it doesn't really matter how good a job you do. I mean, it doesn't really make a difference, in terms of like, employee benefits or anything like that. Like, it's just, do a good enough job, but don't try too hard because we can't reward you. And I just like, essentially a month ago, I was a complete train wreck. I mean, I was like coming home, sitting on the couch, playing League of Legends every day, which is its own thing that I can talk about later. And I just was like, I can't do this anymore. This is so bad. But I fundamentally lost the belief in myself that I could do it, that I could get out of here and that I could do big things. And this podcast was the only thing keeping me going. And even that eventually sort of fell, in the sense that I was like, well, it's not even worth doing the podcast because, like, who even cares? And I really got to this bad place. And one day, about 3 weeks ago, I was talking to my friend, and my friend calls me, my friend who has moved to Colorado. And he says to me, hey, he even stayed with me for a little bit. And he said, hey, buddy, like, do you, what the heck are you doing with your life? What are you doing? Because he sees on my Steam account that I spent 160 hours on Steam in 2 weeks. And he's like, dude, what on earth are you doing? I'm just sitting there like binging games on Steam that I either haven't played or playing games that are on the Steam sale or something like that. And it's like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago from today. And he's like, what are you doing? You are coming out here to Colorado. You are not doing this. This is not you. This is stupid. You are way better than this. This place is taking you down. We're going to fix this. And I looked at my vacation time, and I didn't have enough vacation time. I didn't have enough time to take the job. I didn't have enough time to leave. And I was like, okay, well, I can't just quit for something like this. And in a spout, over the course of a week of unbelievable happenstances, thing after thing after thing started to happen. And I just saw all of these different, like, I'm not trying to be mystical or anything, but there were all of these little instances that I was not looking for. Usually, I think some people, especially if you're like a Christian or if you're someone who prays or spiritual, you know, you go looking for these things that are sort of confirmation bias that what you're supposed to be doing is the right thing. Did not look, didn't ask. Things just started popping up in my life over the course of a week that was like, no, you can do this. Like, you should really do this. Like, this is the once in a lifetime chance to do this, because my buddy told me, and he essentially said he'd drive me out there. I'd stay with him for a week. He'd show me around in Colorado where he stays. It's like west of Denver and in the mountains. It's beautiful. And he says, and I just pay for a plane ticket back. That's it. So what would be $2,000 to $4,000 trip would cost me like $200. Once in a lifetime chance to do this. One shot in a lifetime. And I was doing this job. My wife was like, we should have left months ago, forever ago, because it was obvious they weren't interested in at least talking to me. They don't have to take care of me. That's not their job to like pay me enough to live necessarily. They got a margin, but that's not up to them to decide. If they can't, it's not up to them to pay me enough to live necessarily. It's just, they need to talk to me and say, hey, this is business. Like, I just want to have business. I want to say, hey, okay, what am I doing here? Why am I doing work that like anybody could do, that like a teenager could do? Like, why am I doing this work that's super, that's not what I thought I was getting hired for. And even though it was a semi-entry position, that's not what I thought I was going to be doing. And so that didn't even happen. So what my buddy said is, he says, you're coming out here. You're going to do this with me. And he's kind of a, I don't know the star signs. I think he's the Taurus. Like, he's the bull. I don't know. He's born in March, whatever that is. But he's a bull, man. This guy doesn't stop for nothing. And I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And the kind of job I can do remote work. And so I say to my boss on Monday, and I, by the way, on Monday, before I say this to my boss, I was we had a friend staying with us because we couldn't afford to live. And they had been on the phone. This is like right before, this would have been Monday of like 2 weeks ago. On Monday, my friend is like, freaking out on the phone, and I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, I can't get food stamps, because they were going to get food stamps for us. And I was like, what happened? It's not that that's a problem. It's that, like, I never saw that low, like, coming to me. I never saw myself being the person that would hit that point. And I never saw myself, I never thought I'd get taken down to the point where I would be like, well, there's nothing I can do. All we have to do, we have to live this way, right? And so I decided, I was not gonna do it anymore. And it was on Monday, and I walk over to my boss and I say, and I'm literally on Google Earth looking at Colorado, and I'm like, never been there. I'm in the Midwest, I'm in Michigan, right? Never been to Colorado, never gone west of like Chicago. And I'm like, I can do this. Never been on a plane, never done any of that. And I say, let's do it. So I go to talk to my boss and I say, yeah, can we do this? And can we, you know, work through a situation where I could do remote work, just because I don't have, you know, enough vacation time or whatever. And because, by the way, I used all my vacation time to go get work elsewhere because I can't afford to live here, funny enough. So this is what I say. And he says, yeah, well, we got to talk to the big man about it. So I'm like, okay. So we talk to the big man. The next day, it's Tuesday now, I'm weighing my options. I'm weighing, deciding, should I go do this thing? Should I stay here and just keep doing my job, being miserable with no end in sight and no belief I can escape anymore? And more importantly, like, it felt like if what they said essentially done on Tuesday is they were going to sit me down and talk to me, and they were going to tell me, no, you can't go. And right before they do this on Tuesday in like the afternoon, I sat down and wrote down the pros and cons as to whether or not it was worth staying. The pros, I wrote 4 pros and 37 cons. Each one of these cons was a page long, and each of the pros were really basic. And I said, this is not worth it. And I walked in and I sat down, and they start telling me about how they can't and how it's not going to work. And they were being really generous and nice, but like, I had complete peace about it. I've never had this. I'm normally a pretty anxious guy, had complete peace walking into this room talking about it. And I said, I like you guys. I have to take this. And I framed it for them in the perspective of, I got like a big gig, you know, a big digital media gig out there, which isn't the case. But I had to take it. I had to go on this trip. It was because I couldn't stay at my job anyway, but I didn't believe in myself anymore. I lost it. It had been taken away from me. Because of my environment, and I let it happen. And I was like, I can't do this. So I told them, like, I can't, I have to take this gig, which didn't exist. I just needed to go to Colorado, right? Is what I needed to do. And I said, I gotta quit. And, the next day, they were like, are you sure? And the next day, on Wednesday morning, I walk in with a 2-page letter of resignation that probably would have rattled their bones. And they're nice people, the people I work with. And, I go in there and HR's in there, and they're like, so this is going to be a really hard conversation, and we don't really want to have that. I know this is really uncomfortable, really difficult. And I said, guys, if this makes it easier, I'm done. I'm out. And they were just like, oh, because they didn't have some weird, awkward conversation. I was like, dog, like, this isn't me. This is not what I was hired to do. This isn't what I want to do. And this isn't the job I wanted to be doing. I toughed it out as long as I could, and it killed me, and I need to go find myself. I didn't tell them that, but that's the case. And so I decided, let's do it. Thursday and Friday, I got ready, and then I went out to Colorado. And it was the most incredibly eye-opening experience, and I rediscovered myself. I found myself. And people will say that in like a spiritual way, but I mean, like, the friend that I talked about, I'll talk about him some other time maybe too, but the friend that saved me, and in a lot of ways that brought me out there, what he said, he and I have a dynamic because we're basically brothers from another mother, right? So he has a dynamic where he's kind of like the hare and I'm like the tortoise, where we go back and forth. There are times where he will fly past me and then I'll go slow. And then there'll be times where he'll be going so fast that he'll just like have to catch his breath, or he'll like trip, or he'll fall or something, more than I might, because I'm a tortoise. The thing is, sometimes I go so slow that he's like, dog, you got to catch up to me. And essentially, I just strapped a rocket to my back and just rocketed, not past him per se, but I caught up, you know, and I'm back. And what that might mean to the people listening is nothing at the moment, because you don't really know who I am, because I haven't really told you, because I was too scared, but I'm not anymore. And like I said, I quit my job. I'm not going to go super in detail on the trip yet, because I want to upload every day. I want to do this every single day. I don't know how long. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to show up every day and I'm going to try. And the only way I can do that is if I don't talk for an inordinate amount of time every day. All I am doing right now is borrowing 20 minutes of your time to tell you what's going on, to tell you that I'm not scared. I have a support system that I'm not super worried about. I'm not nervous. I'm not worried. And my wife and I are steadfast on each other. We're doing good. But there are a lot of people in this world. The amount of things I've learned in the last year about myself and about the, and I'd say the last 2 weeks about the world and life, there are people out there that are just suffering terribly. And I was suffering the same way. And I'm coming for those people. There's a lot of fake human connection on the internet. There's a lot of fake people in the world. We're living in a world of inauthenticity. You can get an AI girlfriend now if you want. And people are losing their direction. Our career paths are becoming more and more off-road every day instead of being clear cut. And it's like, what are you going to do when you're 23? You don't know what job you're going to take, what career path you're going to choose and how the world's going to go. And, I'm coming for those people. I am coming to shine a light and to be 100% honest and transparent and real, because there's not enough of it. And there's too much of this fakeness, and there's a lot of things that I have to say in the world. I've had them to say, but I just was too scared. I was too insecure. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't know who I was, and I didn't know if anyone would listen. But that's all changed. And, going forward, you're going to be hearing a lot from me. And for those who have no idea who I am and just randomly tuned into this video, I appreciate you sticking around for 18 minutes. That's awesome. And for the people that know who I am and are supportive of me, I appreciate every, kind word and all of that. Like I said, I'm not scared, not worried. What am I doing next for my career? I'm networking like an animal right now. And I went to school for digital media, as you can kind of tell, right, by the podcast. That's what I'm doing. That's what I like doing. I was just too insecure and scared. I'm going to figure my life out, but you guys are all going to be along for the ride. So I appreciate any time spent listening to this episode. And stay tuned, guys. I will see you on the other side.